Hello.
Hello.
Yes, Lawrence.
Mr. President.
Yes.
How are you?
Fine.
First thing I want to tell you, I just came back from Switzerland and various places where I went for the holidays, and all the papers treated your speech of the State of the Union message superbly well. And I was with the Woods, and I saw a lot of bankers and people, and they said wonderful things about you.
Well, thank you, Florence. Thank
and
you. Dear.
Then the reason I'm calling though is that Bill Baggs, you know, who's our editor of our Miami paper, came back yesterday with Harry Ashmore, and he'd been to see Ho Chi Minh and two others in North Vietnam. He went to the Fund for the Republic. I think, I know it's, you have a horrible lot to do, but this is from the standpoint of communications. I think it would be good if it's not his idea, it's mine, that you saw them for a few minutes. They saw quite a few people in North Vietnam.
I think it'd be better for him to see the secretary and let him debrief them kind of quietly and not the spotlight of the White House. That's what we've done with Salisbury and the others. Because the president starts seeing everybody that goes over there, and they're going all the time. We just got four women back, and we just got Salisbury back, and now everybody that he lets in, he thinks that they'll come to me, and I don't think it'd have a too good effect on him if he thought that he was the people he's letting in, he could send back, and that could influence me. I think that whatever information they have, if any,
I thought they might, that they would could see without anybody knowing. One soul knows they're in Washington. Nobody knows they've been there. And the fact that he was with sort of our papers, who are, you know, quite different from all the other papers, that maybe it might be interesting.
Well, anything you see, he knows what I look like. So the physical appearance I have wouldn't interest him. And what would interest me is what he knows, and he can put that on paper just as easy as he can speak it. And Secretary Rusk can debrief him and get all the information from him. That's what he's done with Salisbury, and that's what he's done with others. And it's just not necessary to physically involve the president, and probably better not to from an overall international standpoint.
Well, that's right. Well, I just thought I'd tell you that if you thought it was important, and just because it was, you know, that our papers have always been the, you know, it would be completely and utterly off the record. That was the reason I thought of it.
Well, I think it would be good if they talked to the secretary.
Oh, and, I'm sure they will. But nobody knows they're in town. They're not going to tell anyone, and they're not going to do anything about it, so that's a good idea, too. But I don't know why they were sent to the Fund for the Republic. They're both on the board of it, I guess that was it. I was with George Woods, and they were all over in Europe, and really, the most extraordinary people are saying, you know, they're so pleased with what you're doing, and all the papers carried very good things about the State of the Union message.
Thank you, my dear.
And how are you?
I'm just doing fine.
And I send you my love.
Same to you, darling.
All right.
Bye.
Take care.